This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugatz Podcast.
Guillermo, put it on the poll. Is it going to be America tomorrow?
Huh.
Happy 33rd birthday to Colin Kaepernick.
Happy birthday to him. I don't care. Good luck.
Big day today, Stugatz.
Deadline!
Day!
The big one, Dan. This is when Super Bowls are won and lost.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Is today when Super Bowls are won and lost?
I mean, who's getting Will Fuller V? I don't know if it's the fifth, if it's a V. I have no idea what it is, but he might be a Green Bay Packer by the end of deadline!
Mike, you were just reading the list of possible movers, possible... It was a long list. Mike was spitting it at us in the interim, just to give you a little more to do. Limited fake Sean Connery's 786-456-4837 is the telephone number in honor posthumously of the late, great Sean Connery, passed away this weekend at the age of 90.
Dan, it's a proverbial who's who available today. According to reports, there have been rumors swirling around Stephon Gilmore.
Wow.
You have David Njoku, John Ross. The Vikings are a team to watch. Are they going to be sellers or perhaps buyers after that stunning upset against the Green Bay Packers? But Adam Thielen and Kyle Rudolph, they could be had if the price is right.
And we know the price on Stephon Gilmore. That has been reported by Diana Russini. It is a first-round draft pick if you want Stephon Gilmore. How about that?
What do you mean, how about that? He's the defensive player of the year.
Steep price for a corner. I mean,
do you want a sure-handed receiver? Well, Marvin Jones Sr. can be yours today.
Can AJ Green be yours
today?
Can he be? Can he be?
Today.
Him or John Ross?
Today.
Today. This song,
today.
Man.
Today.
What are the Cowboys going to do?
Today.
Those frauds, the Cowboys. True stat. The Cowboys scored more in the last Dak fourth quarter than they have in the last three games combined.
Danucci.
Greg Cody of the Miami Herald in with us today. He's having a rough stretch. This was a particularly tough weekend to pick games. The ESPN experts went 0-10 on Rams-Dolphins. Nobody evidently accounting for the fact that the Rams have only beaten the NFC East and that fraud Bears team. Like, only the NFC East.
I know.
You can't determine that someone is good if they're just beating the NFC East.
You're right. I think what the experts were doing, though, was Rams pretty good. Rookie quarterback making his first start. It didn't look good early. Aaron Donald ate Tua. But you're right. I mean, I cannot believe 10 people did not realize, hey, the Dolphins, pretty good football team. The Rams might not be that good. I don't know.
What was that?
It was Mad Dog.
So we've got a number of things to get to today, but I wanted to start. with Tommy Tuberville's Senate run. Now, Tommy Tuberville, first of all, has one of the most magical names in sports history, and frankly, his politics shouldn't be what they are, given what his name is, which sounds kind of cartoony, children's book, Tommy Tuberville,
like a jacuzzi wholesaler.
He is now, people don't know what he stands for, okay, because he hasn't done debates. He's basically just the Auburn coach. And this is always mystifying to me, the number of guys who slant this way when they've made their money off of black kids, as so many coaches have in sports. But he doesn't answer questions about policy. He doesn't do debates. And basically what we know about him is that he was the Auburn coach. And he opposes non-white immigrants. That is what we know. And it's kind of amazing. He's going to win in Alabama. It seems indisputable that he's going to win a Senate seat in Alabama.
On that platform, I was the former Auburn coach.
Yeah, that's exactly the platform is I was the former Auburn coach and keep non-white immigrants out of my country. That's the platform, and it's a winning one in Alabama. But what I wanted to do with these fake Sean Connery, 786-456-4837, and what I wanted to do with Stugatz, who we learned during Big Suey, is often surprised when gambling that there is a bad weather game. He makes his pick and then turns on the television and is surprised it's a bad weather game. And I want to ask the audience that isn't familiar with this show, when they see you on that gambling show, and they could get your gambling advice in any number of places, they could get it weekly around here, and they could get it on that Daily Wager show. But if they're not familiar with our show and they're actually taking your gambling advice, does it not strike you as irresponsible to not know whether there's a 40-mile-per-hour wind in the game you're betting the over on?
Yeah, but I think they're accustomed to that. That's the way I roll. I don't want that much information. I certainly don't want to look up the weather. Yes, it is very irresponsible.
I'm sure that's the way you roll. I'm familiar with your work in this area. What I'm asking you is, do the people watching you on the Daily Wager know that you are giving gambling advice without checking the weather?
No, they have no idea. No. The producers have no idea. Kazarian has no idea. The audience probably has a better idea than they do, which is really funny. But I will tell you that I am 21-13-2 this season with the NFL. Now, that does not bode well for our show. We prefer me be 0-35-2. That is not the case. I am 21-13-2. I'm in a heater, Dan.
That is why we don't talk about it.
I know.
Chris Jericho again, he returns because he's got six straight weeks. He went 4-1. So too, I think, did Colin Cowherd. But Mike is smiling back there, and I'm assuming it's because he's enjoying the limited fake Sean Connery's.
Yeah.
786-456-4837 is the telephone number.
We should pull up Joe, because Joe, for the first time, he doesn't actually have a Sean Connery. He just called to tell me that his friend has a good one, but he has a suggestion for us. Joe, tell them what you told me.
Hey, guys. What's going on? I got a little suggestion. So that tongue twister of she sells seashells by the seashore. Just do it in a Sean Connery voice. Seashell by the seashore.
Yeah. Thank you,
wow.
Joe.
Yeah, it's easier. Yeah.
So that's the way to do it.
Yeah, you want to take a stab at it?
No,
Dan?
I do not.
Yeah, 4-5-6-4-8-3-7.
4-8-3-7.
Everyone's got a Connery.
Give them a ping, Vasily. One ping only.
Not bad. You want to go to Drew? Drew's good.
Drew, you are limited fake Sean Connery. Drew, what do you have for us?
Punch the keys, for God's sakes.
Oh, you had a little bonus that we cut off there.
Call back.
I think one of my favorite moments on this show was when we had Sebastian Bach on, and we just kept littering his interview segment with limited fake Sean Connery's, and then wanted to go back to the Sebastian Bach interview, and he didn't want to. He wanted to keep doing limited fake Sean Connery's with us. He also never wanted to come on the radio with us again.
Can I ask you guys a question real quick before we get to this live read?
Yeah.
Were you as stunned as I was to find out Alfred Morris was...
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
With the Giants? That's,
most shocking you know thing what? I've
I
ever
hadn't seen,
seen
that yes. guy since yes. 2014, I my, swear to God.
Yeah. But here's the funnier thing about that. I didn't realize until his third set of carries that Morris
was... the same
was
Alfred Morris.
No,
same
one? All I saw was Morris, and I didn't hear anyone refer to him as Alfred. But because there can only be one Alfred Morris, the one at FIU who is still driving a...
FAU.
FAU, excuse me.
Yeah,
the one at FAU with a cheap car.
Yeah.
I didn't learn until the third go-round of him taking handoffs that was
for
the
2 yards.
Alfred Morris. Yes, well, all of them for
it
2 yards.
It was so promising at the start. Was it not with Alfred Morris?
A little bit. But then they rode the hot hand with Goldman.
Well, but and then soon thereafter, the entire industry, he was talking about the Washington years. He wasn't talking about
I think he was the rookie of the year,
wasn't
he?
Yeah, he was.
I think he was.
I mean, that Shanahan offense, it's amazing what they can do with running backs.
Well, but right after that, the running back became extremely expendable. As soon as Alfred Morris was good.
Yeah, you see what Kyle's doing right now in San Francisco is ridiculous.
Don Lebatard.
Yeah, I eat butt all the time.
Stugatz.
Big P fan.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating cars to move their lives, especially in times of need. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 at keystoprogress.com. All guests on the Dan Le Batard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line. Greg Cody giving the Straight Talk is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise.
Billy, how are you feeling about the useless sound montage? I'm going to go to it here in seconds. You have emerged from your dungeon with the sound in place. Is this a good week? Is it an above average week? Is it a mediocre week? Are we down today? More down than usual?
It was feeling not like a great week, and then I got a last-minute assist from Chris Cody, who passed along a soundbite from an old friend of ours who made his way in, I think, for the first time this season in the Useless Sound Montage.
Oh, I can't wait to hear it then. Chris, your contribution, can you give us any more hints? An old friend of ours, I'm hoping it's Andrew Luck. Has anyone heard from Andrew Luck since he retired? Has he done a single interview with anybody?
I was thinking about this yesterday. Who's going to land the exclusive with Andrew Luck?
This guy, if you look back at it, okay, Andrew Luck basically, it seems like, left football to go be a dad, and no one's heard from him since. Like the quintessential quarterbacking prospect.
I've been trying to find the angle. I've been trying to see if he can promote the book club. Like, what do we get Andrew Luck to come on and talk about? Because I don't know what he cares about other than books.
About fatherhood, parenting. I mean, clearly he cares more about that than football. So
you think that we're going to land the Andrew Luck exclusive? You're angling for that? I appreciate your ambition.
Oh, no chance. No chance.
Let's hear the useless sound montage.
Great players, they always have to start somewhere, no matter who you are. So, you know, greatness starts somewhere, and it's going to be today.
I think the only way to be in this situation is positive and learn and be there and believe. Because when you do those things, amazing things happen.
Guys have got to dig deep sometimes to bring that out. And if you feel like somebody else doesn't have it, you got to bring them along with you.
I'm majorly disappointed in myself. I didn't do a good enough job. I've got to be better.
Need to be better. Got to be better. I will be. Got to learn from some things and be a whole lot better.
We have respect for him, but we don't fear him. And so, you know, we're not surprised by anything that transpires.
There's a lot of question marks in the throwing game. And last time I checked, you have to be able to throw the football to win football games.
That's what bothers me, and that's what pisses me off. Excuse my French.
There's a little bit of grit and toughness, and that's something that you begin to build. I don't think you just start with it.
Obviously, our goal is to score points.
I mean, ultimately, the goal is to score points.
You got to play well to have a good game.
A rising tide will lift all boats.
It's another step along this journey of building this team and building this culture of what we want to be, coaches and players.
It takes a team effort. There's 11 guys on the field. There's 53 guys on the roster, 16 guys on the practice squad.
This is the National Football League, and if you don't put your best out there each and every week, you're going to get beat.
It's like a saying my mom used to say, it must be maple syrup because butter don't drizzle like that.
The heat was a factor because we allowed it to be based on how we played the game.
It was obviously cold and windy.
That wind was howling.
You know, you don't got much time to react, and syrup drizzles. You got to make that play.
Great job of protecting the football and running the ball and possessing the ball, which was a key ingredient in winning.
And a stick of butter, it's a block. You got to put it in the microwave to melt it.
I think our guys showed a lot of mental toughness this week.
I felt great mentally.
That just takes too long. You got to make that play right away, baby. And that's why, you know, that's why I'm like the maple syrup. That's why she used to always say that, because I'm quick with it. I just drizzle all over the place.
Oh, Gronk.
He is back.
In midseason form. I was watching him yesterday when he caught that touchdown pass on a deflected ball. And it ended up in his hands, and I'm telling you, the hands that he has are larger than those foam finger hands. Like, I couldn't believe, like, he was holding the football, and it was basically just in his palms with these giant hands, because he's got, they're like sewn on appendages, like Frankenstein hands, except they're the foam finger hands. They're about 10 times the size of a normal human being's. Is anyone else out there thinking to themselves, because Mike Tomlin every damn week is saying something along the lines of, I'm not and we're not surprised by anything that transpires. And I feel like that's a lousy way to go through life, to never be surprised. First of all, it's
just to know what's going to happen every step of the way.
I mean, he's undefeated, and he says that he has to respect Lamar Jackson but doesn't fear him. But just the saying every time of, we are surprised, like an alien lands on the field in a spaceship and gets out of the spaceship with werewolves, vampires.
We accounted for that.
The abominable snowman. Yeah, I'm not surprised. No, we worked
on it.
We worked on it this week.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse blow their trumpets. That's something we have to be prepared for. That's, we go over that in practice.
It's fine. I'm not questioning him, though, because that man almost made the playoffs with Mason Rudolph.
I wish that I could learn how to be more like him, because I too in my head try to plan out for every scenario possible, except the way I plan things out, nothing ever happens that way, where it seems like everything he plans out for happens and he's not surprised.
The Steelers seem to be really good. They can beat you more ways than anyone except maybe the Chiefs. Yes, Greg Cody.
I feel bad for Mike Tomlin. He can never be surprised or delighted. He foretells the ending of every movie. You know, he's never surprised by anything. And I want somebody to surprise Mike Tomlin. I want something to happen in the NFL where the punter becomes the quarterback and the quarterback punts and Mike Tomlin goes, nah, we saw that coming.
We should throw him a surprise party.
It's impossible.
You can't surprise him.
We'll see you coming.
He'd walk in stoically and say, I was totally prepared for that. Yeah. I was totally prepared for the Levitard show being in my house and throwing me a surprise party.
Yeah, if you watch Deep Blue Sea with him, he doesn't blink when Samuel L. Jackson, spoiler alert, gets eaten by that. He'll just turn.
We prepared for that.
Yeah. Splash. I love it.
It's Stugat's favorite time of the day. At time.
That's an excellent callback by Mike Ryan. For those of you not knowing, I was in my living room one night or one morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, watching Deep Blue Sea, spoiler alert. And when very early in the movie, Samuel Jackson was bitten in half, I screamed a horror movie scream by myself in my living room as if the shark had jumped out from behind my couch.
Splash.
Don Levitard.
Texter writes in, Stugatz looks homeless today. If I saw him walking down Ocean Drive, I would give him $5.
Stugatz.
Thank you.
This is the Don Levitard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
The Dan Levitard Show is brought to you by Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. Guests on the Dan Levitard Show appear via the Shell Pennzoil Performance Line starting Monday, November 9th. You can stream our show daily on ESPN Plus. Also, with ESPN Plus, you could stream Greeny, the Max Kellerman Show, and Sine and Gullit Jr., and you can also get live sports, exclusive originals, and more. Sign up now, right now, at ESPNPlus.com. As always, you can hear us on ESPN radio stations all across the country, Sirius XM, and the ESPN app.
I made a mistake during the Big Suey in not crediting a stat I used to Mike Renner. I was talking about how good the Dolphin corners have been. You can make the argument they've got the best set of corners in the entire league. The stats are that the Dolphins' defense is good when Xavien Howard and Byron Jones are healthy. And they paid a lot of money to both of those guys,
yep,
and for good reason. So when they're both healthy, and it seems clear that Xavien Howard wasn't totally healthy last year, it's fewer than 14 points a game. It's a couple turnovers a game. The yards per attempt is under 6 yards, and the passer rating of opposing quarterbacks is 61.5.
I'd say in today's NFL, spending money on that position is probably a wise thing.
I mean, it helps a lot because, as I've told you before, it is commonly said that the hardest thing to do in sports is hit a baseball. And I think playing cornerback right now with these rules, with these precise yes. quarterbacks and DK Metcalf's running around there, and again, the rules that make it so hard to cover any of these guys without touching them in any way. By the way, if last night's game, if you didn't see how it ended, the Giants were going for a two-point conversion at the end and a flag was thrown on the field and on the Giants, I'm sorry, on the Bucks.
Yes.
And it was pass interference, but then they picked the flag up. If it had been Tom Brady throwing in for the two-point conversion, that defensive back would have been buried in penalty flags. They would have flown in from the sky. They wouldn't have picked any of them up. They would have thrown more of them out there. They would have just dropped. They would have dropped from the sky from a blimp, just sort of a chute would have opened in a blimp just to drop flags in the end zone. Christine Lisi, my apologies. We interrupted you.
And finally, Vin Diesel's real name is Mark Sinclair. Who knew?
Wow. Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Did you know Vin Diesel's real name was Mark Sinclair? Christine, what were you like at the end of that game, Bills and Patriots, with Cam headed to headed towards your goal line there when you were up 24-21? Were you a mess?
I was not doing well, but it was funny. My mom called at the start of the fourth quarter because she was nervous. So we watched the game on the phone at the end. And the weird thing was, is like my husband and I have DirecTV and she has, I think it's Spectrum, and she was getting the plays 10 to 15 seconds before we were.
Oof.
So that, I don't know if that softened the blow or not, but there was a lot of what are you doing? And well, then at the end, she's like, oh, he fumbled. And then I knew it was okay. So then I could breathe, but took a while.
Before you had seen it, she's yeah. just yelling into the phone. Yes. Lisi, Newton fumbled.
That was my Sunday.
She was just cursing. Does she curse at the television
no,
the way you do?
That's just my specialty.
Okay. Thank you, Christine. We'll talk to you a little bit later. We have a number of things to get to here. A tweet, Stugatz. We got some limited fake Sean Connerys here. I got some Greg Cody opinions for you I want to get to. But a tweeter writes in, 100% ESPN forced Lebatard to take these couple of days off around the election. SMH.
It's election day. You're on the air, right?
Yeah. And ESPN doesn't force me to do anything, not even return a phone call. Like, they don't force anything upon me. But I wanted to ask.
Except for the once an hour mention that we're going to be on ESPN Plus starting November 9th.
You can mention that. Yeah. I'm
You're available on ESPN Plus November 9th.
Promotion.
We're switching over.
We are
there.
Not switching, Dan.
We're changing.
We are not changing. We are not moving.
We are
going to be available on ESPN Plus. I told you this once.
He did. And for those of you who do not know, corporate messaging is we're just available on ESPN.
Available
Plus.
Is positive.
Neutral verbs. Not switching, not moving, nope. not changing.
Negative nope. connotation.
Even
with
though
those.
We're switching and moving.
Just more options. That's it. Dan.
We are available.
Mm-hmm.
I want to get back to what I was saying during Big Suey. Greg, do you believe that anyone who is listening to this show on 250 stations around the country, on satellite radio, on podcasts, when I say get out there and vote, you have to vote today. Do you believe that a single person is learning that today is election day when I say that? A single person within the sound of my voice, do you think they're slapping their forehead, he or she, and saying, oh, I can't believe it. That's today?
Yes. There's one person in the entire country who has been comatose for the last 8 months. He just woke up. He's like, why is everybody wearing masks? And what's today? I got to get to the polls. But other than that, I put in the same category. Anybody who goes to the polls today, just genuinely still undecided. Is there a single undecided voter out there? That's my question.
So Stugatz, I want to ask you something based on what happened here with Clemson. You know that Trevor Lawrence tested positive. And for those of you, by the way, don't be an idiot. Do not trust NFL protocols or college football protocols when it comes to any of this stuff, because you got Marlon Humphrey. He had an illness. He took a test. He played on Sunday. Like, that
crazy.
doesn't make any sense. He was listed as illness, and then he took the test, and it hadn't come back yet, so he played.
Mm-hmm. A.J. Dillon, similar, a pregame positive, plays in that game, but they find out about it afterwards.
It's,
the Trent Brown thing is, like, really scary. because that offensive line's had all sorts of questions, and he was like wheeled out of the locker room because he wasn't feeling well, but it's not that. I'd be terrified. If I were in that Raiders locker room and I saw that happening.
That was the IV issue, a terrible IV issue.
What the heck's going on?
And you're in the division where a quarterback got his lung punctured while trying to fix cracked ribs.
It's just weird. It seems simple, right? If you have an illness, if you have the symptoms, if you take that test, don't play in a game until the results come back. It seems pretty simple
to me. I mean, nothing about this feels simple. For example, Clemson Xavier Thomas tested positive in early April. And he says his breathing wasn't right till week two of the season. Early April, that's five damn months. And so Trevor Lawrence, you saw Boston College put a scare into Clemson, and Greg Cody is here to tell you that he gives Clemson no breaks for their quarterback getting sick. He does not believe that the voters should go easy on Clemson if they lose because their quarterback is out. Greg Cody says they are simply not one of the best teams in the country.
Well, if you lose to Boston College, even with your backup quarterback, and they didn't, obviously, but had they would have deserved to have been penalized in the polls. I just don't believe that, you know, Trevor Lawrence tested positive. That's a penalty of some sort against the team for having a player test positive.
We got Sinano around here now. Yeah. You're like George Sinano. You want to suspend Rudy Gobert? You want to punish people for getting sick?
But in Greg's defense, I will say this, that Clemson has landed in this very cushy spot where if they beat Notre Dame, they did it without Trevor Lawrence. If they lose to Notre Dame, Trevor Lawrence was not available, and they'll probably still make the college football playoff.
It's totally a cushy spot when you lose your quarterback and you're the best team in the country for the last 5 years. I mean, they're better than everybody, and they get the best players.
Like, well, they almost weren't better than BC without Trevor Lawrence.
Could you view it as a positive come like college football playoff selection time if part of the platform a team is running on to get into this playoff is, hey, we never got sick?
Well, I heard you guys talking earlier when the NFL is talking about 16-team playoffs. Do we want 16-team playoffs? The idea of that makes you have to root for the virus.
Shame on Chris Mortensen for making me ask myself that question. Because if they lose a week, an NFL week, due to this virus, the competition committee has put forth a proposal that has an expanded 16-team playoff. Come on, man. That sounds awesome. Don't make me do that.
Do it this way. You're rooting for bye weeks to run out. You'll feel better about yourself. It sounds better.
That does sound a lot better. Yes. Circumstances.
Greg, you were mentioning something about the idea that you're not like sure whether the pandemic has made you appreciate sports more or less. Is he frozen?
He's frozen. That? Oh, wait.
Whoa, yeah, I go back and forth on that. I honestly do.
That was fast.
It's one of the few areas where I really vacillate a little bit because – you know, the obvious thing is that it makes you appreciate more because it's a tether to normalcy and all that, even though it's happening in an abnormal context. But you also put it in perspective and you go, wow, so much else is happening in the country.
Are you talking super fast?
The weirdest thing is that.
Are you talking super fast or that's just the Zoom?
What's the refresh rate? Are you on dial-up?
All right.
Did you have me at 1.5 speed like on a podcast?
We'll come back to Greg Cody in a second. He finds different and creative ways to sabotage the program every single Tuesday.
Thank you.
Nothing in life is free. Time for some ads.
It's staggering.
I have to hear that back.
It really is. It is amazing.
Don Lebatard.
Some people are saying that we should arrive as Batman and Robin, that my sound as the superhero of political erectness is the trombone, and that Stugatz arrives right behind me with the slide whistle.
Stugatz.
I think I like that. You're in the passenger seat of the motorcycle, the passenger car on the motorcycle. My tights are too tight. I am bulging in all the wrong places. And I'm with my trusty sidekick, Stugatz.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Today on ESPN Daily, Doc Rivers takes us behind the scenes to tell the story of how and why athletes turned their attention to voting in 2020. That's ESPN Daily. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcast. News from the Dan Lebatard Show Nation. Someone has just hit us up on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed since Dan is in today after missing yesterday's show in a segment that debuted hasn't been mentioned yet, at DTVR8 tweets, chant with my people, fly on the wall, fly on the wall. Fly on the wall.
That's a good one.
Fly on the wall.
We'll have to explain it to Dan.
Yeah, new segment, Dan, next week.
I don't need an explanation. Stugatz was texting me about this.
I didn't give you any details. I did not give the deets.
I couldn't have been any less interested.
I've got the production elements ready to go whenever you want to be fly on the wall.
No, thank you. You could do it the next time I'm not here with Stugatz.
No.
So Mark Cuban says, quote, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks. Without leadership, there's instability, and instability is the worst thing that can happen to a business. The way Donald Trump has botched the response to COVID has crushed thousands, if not millions, of businesses. You really could make the argument, and I'd like to get Cody's discussion of this as it relates to sports in human speed as opposed to the speed he was doing it with, that there is no one being more irresponsible about the pandemic than the leader of our country, given that we've got these events he's having. We can't go to movie theaters. We can't go to concerts. We can't go to sporting events. And yet his events are shoulder to shoulder in terms, like, they're the only place that you find those kinds of crowds. And he was holding five a day. You really could make the argument that no one in our country has been more irresponsible about following the rules of just general unselfishness, bare minimum unselfishness.
The elbow room.
I was going to say Big 12.
Yeah.
I don't think there is anywhere that you're going to find those specific crowds. But Cody, you were saying, and I want to get into, because Cody thinks Justin Turner should be tarred and feathered. That's a thing he actually said.
Seems excessive, but I mean.
I don't literally mean tarred and feathered, which I think goes back to feudal Europe and the early West. But what he did is a microcosm of just absolute selfish carelessness and not taking the pandemic seriously. And he put so many at risk, and it was just flagrant. He completely disobeyed edicts to self-isolate. And I think there should be a penalty by MLB. I think there should be some sort of a penance to pay for what he did.
I've got a couple of questions. First of all, Mike Ryan just winced because he thought you were talking about Trump instead
of
Turner.
It's just a dangerous toss-up to one
right,
guy.
Right. It was Justin Turner, Mike.
Yeah.
I would tar and feather him, too. No, I'm just kidding.
How do you tar and feather? Like,
if you could be a fly on the wall. Exactly.
What is the backstory of tarring and feathering? Like, once we've arrived at the tarring, is the feathering really necessary? And why was the feathering necessary?
Well, I think
necessary?
When you tar, the feathers stick to the tar.
Thank you, Stugatz. Yeah. Not helpful, though. Because
super helpful. Say, that's the whole idea behind it. Why, how else are you supposed to get the feathers
but
on?
But why
that?
Are we feathering people? Why the tar seems like the tar seems problematic enough.
Now, how else do you know if they're a chicken or not?
Yeah.
Well, it was the whole idea was to punish by humiliation, you know, and so tarring and feathering sort of did it back in the day. You know, I don't think it lasted long. Probably less harmful than like stoning witches like they used to do in Salem. So it was probably a better thing to do.
We're going to get to your limited fake Sean Connerys in a second, but you asked the question, how do we know when it's a chicken when Mike Greenberg says so?
I'm saying it to your face if you're watching or listening, and I'm putting my name on it. You're a chicken.
I love that.
I still don't understand, though, why we need the feathers with the tar, although thank you for telling me that the tars make it sticky and allow the feathers to stick. But as it relates specifically to how you botched the show yet again in the last segment, Cody, pandemic and sports, you're more appreciative or less appreciative of sports? Real speed.
Well, it's like I say, I go back and forth on that, and that's why.
Felicidades to you and your family from the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.